Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day and a few minutes your way, the audio daily dose of daf. We're looking at Erevin 18, talking about the idea of wedding arrangements from Hashem. He brought her to Adam. The pasuk says, Vayivyeha el ha'adam. Of course, we're talking about on that last sixth day, before the seventh day of Shabbos of creation, Hashem brought Chava to Adam. She literally came me Adam. She literally came from him. This teaches, the Gemara says, that the Holy One, blessed be He, Hashem, made the wedding arrangements for the first man. The Hebrew term used here, the notes point out, Shushbinut, is from Shushbin, which actually means good friend, as Maharsha and Brachos points out. When used in reference to a bride or a groom, it refers specifically to the individual who accepts the responsibilities that pertain to the wedding. So Hashem was involved in the wedding of Adam and Chava, kiviyachol, for the first man, Adam. From here we learn that an important person should make the wedding arrangements for a person of lower rank, and it should not disconcert him. As the notes point out, he should not feel it beneath his dignity. Even God, lahavdol kiviyachol, did this for man whose rank is inconsequential compared to his. Brings to mind the idea of we should do what Hashem does, kiviyachol lahavdol, just as Hashem clothed those who did not have clothing of Adam and Chava, just as so too we should we, just as Hashem gave Adam his helpmate, his Ezer Kenegdo Chava, and did a wedding for them, so too should we in general, especially if we feel, quote-unquote, it's for people that are not as privileged or don't have as much as we do. Also, just as Hashem visited the sick, he came to Avram after his bris milah, so should we. Just as Hashem buried Moshe at the end of the Torah, so should we. Anything Hashem kiviyachol showed that he did for himself, Hashem does everything every day, but if we point out to it specifically in the Tanakh, specifically in the Torah, different things that Hashem did, so too we should do some, especially here in the Gemara, when Hashem himself was involved in the wedding of Adam and Chava, so too we should ourselves be as much involved in the wedding as possible. So it's wonderful to be a shadchan, wonderful to be a shadchanit, or to be a shadchanis, whatever the term and verbiage is. But to be in the mitzvah in general, to be involved in the mitzvah in general is wonderful. If you're able to help out, you're able to contribute, you have a gemach, you know, a wedding gemach, or a table gemach, a chair gemach, or you can contribute money, you can contribute resources, you know, of a great hall that is a great deal, or the like, anything you could do to help someone make wedding arrangements, it's wonderful, especially if, quote-unquote, they're of a lower rank in terms of finances or time or resources or the like. Because being mesameach chasam v'kal is such a wonderful, wonderful mitzvah. Lahavdil, I believe it's Izevel in the Tanakh, who was a wicked person, but she still were spared her head, her hands, and her feet, according to what the Navi explains, because she was involved in being mesameach chasam v'kal. So if someone who is so evil was spared on some level because of this great mitzvah, alachas kama v'kama, all of us who try to be at least beinonis, if not more, hopefully that we try to be good as much as we can with the set that we're given in our life, we should be able to be mesameach chasan v'kal on our own level. It's such a great mitzvah to brighten the bride and the groom, to gladden the bride and the groom, I should say, rather, excuse me, and that level, just as Hashem did here in the Gemara, making the wedding arrangements, so too we should for those around us, especially if they don't have as much as us. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 19 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.